The Valentine Legacy by Catherine Coulter. Copyright 1995 by Catherine Coulter and performance copyright 1995 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. To Charles Coulter, my father, and a very talented gentleman, thank you for the genes you passed on to me and the support that never wavered. All my love. The Valentine Legacy. Chapter 1. Near Baltimore, Maryland, March 1822. Slaughter County Course. Saturday races, last race, 1/2 mile. He was going to lose. He didn't want to lose, damn it, particularly to Jesse Warfield, that obnoxious brat. He could feel Rialto just behind him, hooves pounding firm and steady on the black dirt, head stretched long, muscles hard and bunched. He looked over his left shoulder. Rialto was coming on faster than a man escaping from a woman's bedchamber before her husband came through the door, and the damned 5-year-old had more endurance than an energetic man with 4 demanding wives. James stretched as far as he could and pressed his face as close as he could to Tin Pin's ear. He always talked to his horses before and during a race to gauge their moods. Good-natured Tin Pin was always open to James. Tin Pin, like most of his racehorses, was a fierce competitor. He had great heart. The horse wanted to win as much as James did. The only time he was distracted from victory was that time when a jockey had slammed his riding crop on his side, sending him into a rage. He'd nearly killed that damn jockey and lost the race in the process. James felt old Tin Pin's labored breathing beneath him. The horse was more a quarter-mile sprinter than a half-miler, so Rialto had the advantage there in both ability and experience. This was only Tin Pin's second half-mile race. James kicked his sides, telling Tin Pin over and over that he could do it, that he could keep the lead over that miserable little chestnut, that he could kick Rialto, named after a silly...